Welcome, friends, to a time of deep contemplation and moral reflection. Today, on November 5th, 2023, we gather to delve into a message of fidelity and commitment as we explore the seventh commandment, Thou shalt not commit adultery. Join Reverend Judith Taylor of Tyler Unity Center as we seek understanding and wisdom in the sacred bonds we share. May this sermon enrich your relationships and strengthen your resolve to honor and cherish the trust bestowed upon us.
God is a being. God is a presence. God is an energy. God is all there is. No matter how we judge what we see, no matter how we experience the things of this world, it is all one. There's no trash. There's nothing that's just a frill and unimportant. Everything matters. Everything is part of the divine tapestry. All the colors, all the shapes, all the different ins and outs that we experience or even that we witness, it's all one. You may have been in a store and not known that you were influencing many, many people. You can be in your bed thinking and bless many, many people, because wherever you are, God is. And we are all connected. There is no separation between us and anything or anyone else. Yes, we're different, we're unique, but we know the oneness. That is the point of what we are doing here, to remind ourselves of the wholeness that we are one manifestation of. God is. Although this song is the prayer of faith by Hannah Claus, it is also the truth of our being. We heard all the qualities of God as now present. God is not a God of before, not even of after. God is. God is a God of now. Time is what we think we move through, but God is. Before time, before matter, before space, God is. God is the energy, the primal force, the creator of everything. When we're feeling ourselves as unitized beings, sometimes we don't recognize the vastness of our true being. This humanness is just a one manifestation, one possibility of your infinite potential. We take our time to meditate so that we can relax. We can let go of that which is outside of this room and focus upon this wholeness of which we are all a part. We relax our bodies. We find a comfortable position, and if we need to change, we do. But we go into the silence within. Those that we love, those that may be going through something, they are all here and part of God. Therefore, we need not worry about them or anything, because God is. Whatever we need to learn, whatever we need to express, is. Let's go inside right now, letting go of anything that appears like a problem, and focus on that point. God is. Allness, the complete, more than just this galaxy. God is, and God is in you, the very life of you. Let's feel that now. Just as we find we know our dear friends more and more, the more we pay attention and listen to them. The same is true of our relationship with God. God has never moved away. God is not closer or farther than anyone for anyone. Each of us have all of God's presence within. We are alive with the life of God, and that life is whole, perfect, and complete, as are we, as heirs to the kingdom of heaven, which lives within. Today, we recognize this, whether in part or totally. There is that of us that knows. There is that of us that never left home, that remains in perfect contact with the true heaven within. We are aware of that one who knows, so with an capital S, and we live in that love, in that awareness, regardless of the appearances that the world may show us. We are at peace because peace begins with us. We are the ones inside making a determination of what we will choose. And we choose now, this day, and always, to be aware of the divine presence that animates not only us, but the whole world, the whole universe, and all that is. In this knowing that God is and all has been given, all is provided for, we rest. And we know that what is true for us, and so it is. I am really glad to talk to you guys today. Today is the first Sunday in November, right? Wow, this year has really been going fast, hasn't it? November is dedicated to the 12th power of renunciation, elimination. Now, one of the things that we do, and you'll see it in a lot of our literature, is that when we have something that we don't want, or that's not expressing the way we would like to see it expressed, or should some emotions come up that aren't going to serve us very well right now, we deny them. A lot of people don't like to use denials. They like to use affirmations. And of course, affirmations are more fun because you're focusing on what you want. What you want to have happen, what you want to see. And that's a good thing to put the bulk of your energy over there. But denials are very useful because our emotions are so strong. Being human animals, a lot of times the emotions come from the chemicals our bodies put out before our mind even recognizes it. You know that we have brain cells in our brain, in our gut, and in our heart. And I sometimes think that our heart cells give off even more than our brain and endocrine do, because it starts from our heart. When we talk about our feelings, we talk about in my heart. You know, I hold you in my heart. I mean, those are real things. I mean, there is a brain apart from the brain that thinks actually faster. They found the chemicals are released before the brain even perceives the thought. That's why sometimes we can feel like we got hijacked. You suddenly get mad, and you don't know why. Those chemicals are having fun down there, having a party. They didn't ask you. You weren't even invited. This brain is not even there. It's doing its own thing with emotions and feelings, and, well, this happened, so therefore I must feel this way. Some of it is taught, which means you can be unlearned, too. But some of it is just our, dare I say, reptilian brain, trying to keep us alive. Because a lot of the things in this world aren't intuitively safe, I'll just put it that way, okay? And some things that are safe, we may perceive it as being a threat. You know, the same thing can happen, and you hear something different than what she hears. So that doesn't make you wrong, but you're perceiving through the veil of your personality, which is great. Your personality lets us know you. The things that you've experienced and the measures you've taken of what you've gone through, that forms some of your personality, your attitudes, your beliefs. So it's wonderful to be different. I mean, we don't want everybody to be just a clone of the same thing. That'd be pretty boring, wouldn't it? I think. I mean, I like myself, but not that much. 8 billion of you only? Does that sound like a world you really want to live in?
No.
It would get kind of, you'd want a little variety in there. So we've been blessed with all these facets of the same jewel. The same light within that is illuminating all of us, but from a different aspect. So we're alike, we're not the same. When we find something in our experience that is not quite the way we would like to have it set, a denial is good because your emotions coming from chemicals in your body, it's not happening in your brain. So for you to make the choice for what you really do want, what you really do know, means that your brain has to hijack this brain. And I don't really want to use the word hijack. It's more like cooperation. But when you're in the midst of a storm, you may not be as, practical, level-headed, clear, calm, peaceful as you'd like to be. So it's hard to make a choice when you're already in a tether. So our brain, we can use our consciousness to let our emotions and our body settle. Don't deny it. Go ahead and feel it. Your emotions and feelings are a tool. They're not against you. So if you don't like what they're saying, it's just like the alarm clock. When the alarm clock goes off, you turn it off, and then you go do what you have to do, what the alarm was set for you to pay attention, for you to live. But if you are just laying there saying, I hate that sound, but you never turn it off, what you gonna get, right? So we have to stay conscious that we are in two kingdoms. It's one kingdom, really. But because we're living in time and space and matter, it looks linear. God is not a line. I've heard it said that God is a circle whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere, because no one's left out of God. And you are a center in God. You are a perfect center in God. So the things that happen to you are peculiar to you. Your life is shaped by your propensities, your desires, your understanding. We all can look back and say we understood differently, and then we experienced differently. There's more to come, guys. Even when we leave here, there's more to come. Well, Sylvia was telling us about a movie that she saw, After Death, I think is the name of it. And even people who did not believe in God experienced the wholeness when they left here. So we can let that go and focus on what we're doing here. This is a wonderful place. We get to move things and touch things and smell good things, taste good things. You know, we get to do a lot of things with this physical body. But because it's working in a physical world, we have physical laws. We're doing this series on the Ten Commandments. And a lot of people don't really pay attention to the Old Testament, but it is the basis of the three of the book, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. We all start from those called the Tanakh, I think, the Torah, those beginning principles. That's what our society is built on. So whatever you feel about them, remember there's always something behind the Bible. The Bible is a collection that was done historically. It took years for our Bible to become what it is today. It's not one person. And in fact, the name of the person that's associated with a lot of the books, they were gone hundreds of years before it was written. So that's not it. And it's been revised by different emperors and this and that. We know that. But the truth comes through. We're talking about omnipotent, omnipresent, love being. So the love comes through. That's the thing that fascinates me about the Bible. We mentioned last week a lot of the words, because they're either in Hebrew or Aramaic, they have several meanings. So it gave the story for the average person to understand manipulating time and space, living with each other and all of that. But it also has a deeper meaning. This one seems very to the point, right? We all know what that says. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, we talked last time about the word shall actually translate in can't. You can't commit adultery. Because adultery, as opposed to fornication, I looked this up. I want to know. Fornication is when you're not married. You're just hanging out, having a good time. Enjoying this physical world. Adultery is when, usually the woman, you know how that goes, has a commitment. You're married to this person, but you're having relations with that. We know that, okay, fine, yeah. Any society you talk about has some prohibition in that direction. This society, if you were a woman and you became a widow without children, you were supposed to go with your husband's brother and have children for your husband. Now imagine how the brother felt. Hand-me-down wife, and it's not even my kid. I don't even get to say that's my son. What's up with that? Well, the point is, let me go back. The word adultery does not come from adult. I thought it did. I went, adult, adultery. It comes from to grow up, from adolescence. Adultery is something entirely else. Now, when we talk about an adulterated product, we're saying that something's in there that shouldn't be. We're not talking about the value of, well, that's a fornicating, adulterous woman, and it's trash and all of that stuff. It's just something different that has been added into the main thing. So if I make pancakes and I decide to put onions and garlics and red peppers in there, you would kind of say it was a little adulterated, right? And that's your usual pancake. Might look like it, but it wouldn't be experienced as that. So that's really what we're talking about. We're not talking about our physical bodies. We're saying that thou shalt, you, the you of you, not necessarily what you're doing as you're walking through this planet, but the you of you, should not be mixed in with something that is not you. Now let's see, how could that be possible? We have amazing minds. If we really center on the fact that God is all it is, and God is good, and God loves you, and all that wonderful stuff that we know, not just think, we can't commit adultery, just as it says. Because if you put, as Jesus told us, you love God with all your heart and soul and mind, and you love your neighbor as yourself, knowing that we are all one, there is nothing to be adulterated with. There is no possibility for you to commit adultery because it's all God. Now, I know there'll be some people who have those shirts with the long arms, you know. That they can... A lot of people think it's kind of different. But when you read the Bible, when you look really at the holy books of many different religions, it all goes back to one. My sister, I tell on her regularly, so she knows I do. My sister follows an African religion. And they have a god of this, and a god of that, and a god of that. And many societies have that kind of thing. But what's that saying is that God is all there is. There's a god of red, and a god of microphones. I'm making this up, you know. I have to warn you, I'm not, don't quote me. They have a pantheon, but it all comes down to Oludemare, the one. And many societies or religions who break down qualities, just like we have elimination, power, etc. We don't say there's a god of will and a god of wisdom, but some cultures do. Some cultures separate out this quality or this aspect. Let's say you're in a village and the weavers all have to get together. And you dedicate yourself to the qualities that you run into when you're weaving. The textures and the smell of the fabric, the colors, what it feels like when you're weaving. You could say that you've made it out of that. That's what you focus on. That's what you're consumed with. That could be said to be adultery if you forget that it's all one. It's not saying don't focus. It doesn't say you can't talk to the other being who you're doing adultery with. It's saying your focus remains on God as all. Now, one of the reasons we meditate is that that's one of the for me, it's one of the easiest ways to really feel that. Since we're talking about how much our feelings, because if you look at most of the commandments, they deal with managing your feelings, your drives. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not that. Well, it wouldn't be brought up if you didn't have the propensity to do that. Think about it. You tell a kid, don't knock over the milk. You don't say that when there is no milk. So if we're told this, that's like saying, hey, look at this. Hey, I always like to point out to the tree in the Garden of Eden. Now, you all know, we're told that he said, see this tree? Hey, look over here. Doesn't that look good? Don't eat it. Now, why would you set somebody up like that unless you wanted them to eat it, right? Don't bother that. It's really good. It's sweet. You're going to like it, but don't take it. I mean, well, of course they did. I have a migrating headset, so I have to be sure it doesn't jump away. It gets excited like I do. So obviously that was a setup. And so are these, because like we talked about, thou shalt not kill. How are you going to eat? You got to kill to eat, unless you have a very unusual diet. Don't eat things that used to be alive, like plastic and stuff like that. So obviously, these were put in a way to get our attention, to make us focus on what's going on. Because it's not really about what you do with your body parts. It's about you, who you are. And you're the only one who can decide where your focus is. Someone brought up that I mentioned that we are all our own spiritual authority. Nobody's in your head and heart but you. Well, you and God, of course, but there's no separation. Nobody's in there but you. So you're the one that makes your decisions. You can have 1,000 people around you saying, do this. And if you decide not to, you don't. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. That doesn't mean there aren't consequences. But you are in there and you make the decision. I'm happy. I'm sad. I believe this. I don't. So when we say do not commit adultery, we're saying know your center and stay there. We're saying know who you are and what you are and stay there. And we're told again and again, we are the heirs. We are the offspring. We are the result of. We are part and parcel of. However you want to say it, God is all there is. Even when you read some of the more recent chapters, like people love to quote Job. Any Bible scholar will tell you that it's written in a totally different voice. It doesn't match the writing of anything else in the Bible. So it was added later. It's instructional. We can learn from it. Because Job says, whether I'm liking what's going on, whether I'm not, whether I understand it or not, you're God. That's basically what it says. We hear about, oh, he went through all of that, but that's not the point of it. The point is, he realized God didn't owe him an explanation. God didn't say this is going to be a continuous party. God didn't say that you have to like the results from what you chose. But you can't choose. And the bottom line is, God is, and God is love. We were talking about this in Sunday school. It is not that God is loving, like we are loving. I love BJ. But love itself, presence itself, awareness itself. And as humans, sometimes that seems kind of esoteric because we are things. We are spirits within a thing. And many times we feel like we are our bodies. We identify with our bodies. I mean, that's the way we start out. We're a body and a want. Where's mama? Give me some milk. Cuddle me. You know, we start out as a want, as a desire. And the more that we learn and grow and understand what's around us, then we make our adjustments to be with that. If you have a large family, you understand that there'll be other people around and you'll get your turn. If you're an only child, you might be smothered. But that's your reality. Someone else in the same family has a totally different reality. So therefore, we have to really pay attention to what we're doing. The world is not doing things to us. You can be in a perfect situation and have the feelings that make you feel like you're in hell. Or the reverse. Because the part of us that is human, what we're looking at right now, will someday not be here. But you will. This is just like you changed clothes yesterday. You're still you. If you wore a clown outfit yesterday, that didn't make you a clown. I don't know what you did for Halloween, but I'm just saying. We are expressions of the one, no matter what's going on. There's nothing but God here. There's only one life here. There's only one person here. And just as all the fingers on my hand are different and they serve their purpose for where they are, if they were reversed, it wouldn't work as well. If it was different, if I had extra hands, can you imagine? I could do a whole lot of crocheting. But it wouldn't work for so many other things. We're in a system that works for us. God is on your side. There's only one side. So you don't have to worry about something coming at you or something bad happening. We all have things that are changing, that are difficult, that stress us, stretch us. But it's not against us. It just is. When the sun shines, it's wonderful. When the rain comes, it's wonderful. It just is. I can decide to make it bad. I can decide that I don't like it, or I can simply enjoy it for what it is. We say that when we have emotions that are difficult, we make space for them. We don't smush them down and not deny the thing. We deny that it has power over us. Denials are not saying this isn't happening. I don't have this condition. This person is not beating me in my head. It means that you know the truth about whatever the world is doing, and you're not a victim. You're an incarnation of God. How could you be a victim? All the love, all the power, all the knowing, you don't have to know it in this brain. Your other brains and your body know a lot that we don't know with our conscious mind. That's why we say, listen to your body, pay attention. And your emotions are part of your body. So when you have a difficult emotion, you hold space, you look at it. See where it came from. See what's feeding it, what's keeping it alive. A lot of times you might have a feeling towards something and the original feeling came from somewhere entirely else. Has nothing to do with that thing I think I'm mad at. So that's why it's important to remember that you are your own spiritual authority. Regardless of what anyone says, whatever you read, you make up your mind about your relationship to God. We say God is our Father. Don't we all have to figure out our relationship with our parents? Male, female, both? And aren't we all male, female, both? We have oneness just as God has oneness because we are one with God. Now, we choose to express it in many different ways. And because I know a God of love, it's fine. You don't like purple, that's fine. I love purple, but you don't have to love it because I love it. You are fine as you are for you. Your truth is your truth, and I respect that. And I rejoice when I see you living it because I know you're living from your integrity, and that's what we're all here to do. Now, I may not like the politics or the way you express it. If you decide to walk down the aisle on two hands, I'm going to think that you're pretty athletic, but that might not be what I choose to do. So it doesn't make it wrong. It makes it different. And there's nothing wrong with that. Different is how we grow, how we express, how we learn new things. So there's no need to mix anything other than. When we focus on the fact that God is all there is, and that good is all that is intended for you. Yes, you individually are intended to enjoy this planet. You're intended to enjoy being here and make it a better place for everyone. And you do that by exploring who and what you are and being it. Living it, knowing that we are all family. Everyone is on your side. Everyone is cheering for your success and happiness. And all you have to do is know and live from that knowing. And magic happens. I guarantee it. Namaste.
Thank you, friends, for being with us through this thoughtful exploration of the seventh commandment, Thou shalt not commit adultery. As we conclude our time together on this November 5th, 2023, may the insights shared by Reverend Judith Taylor resonate and guide you in nurturing trust and integrity in all your relationships. For continued guidance and spiritual resources, we invite you to visit our website at tylerunitycenter.org. Engage with our community further by visiting our Facebook page and subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. And if you find yourself in Tyler, Texas, come to 14024 Highway 155 South for a warm welcome. Copyright 2023, Tyler Unity Center. All rights reserved. May the wisdom of the commandments guide you, and may your commitments be upheld with love and honor.